In the gospel here, the last sentence, it says, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds. Do we hide our good deeds? Are we a light of God to the world to see? This is what, you know, the gospel is saying when it's questioning us. Do we do things in a hidden way and not let others see that you're working for God and being a light for the community so they can see God through you? We should be open out there. I mean, when we do things, definitely do it in a humble way. You know, not with a brass band in front of you, you know, before you do things, but do it in a humble way so they can see God's presence in you. This is the way to help out those who are in need, you know, to visit those in the hospital, those in the prison, help the poor, you know, to give them food and clothing. This is what we're called to do. And by doing that, we're lighting the community. When they teach people to go to the houses to evangelize, the first thing they teach them is not to go there and preach about God to a people who are in need. They tell them first, find out first what their needs are. Because people who are in need are not going to be open to listen to the word of the Lord, because they're going to be saying, where is the Lord? I'm in need. I'm in trouble. The Lord is not helping me. The idea is to first see what the needs of those people are, try to help them out through Catholic charities, you know, through food services or to St. Vincent de Paul, and help their needs. Then, after you have helped them, then talk to them about God. Because then they will be able to see God. Because otherwise, if they're still suffering, they're only going to see their pain and their sufferings. One of the most effective ways you have an impact on the world around you is on your behavior. Your actions speak volumes to family, friends, neighbors, and even strangers. Jesus himself says that our good deeds help people see the glorified God. In other words, when we do something, they see God through us when we do good deeds. In the first reading, Isaiah says, goes so far as to say that actions like sharing what we have and not turning our backs on people have the power to turn the gloom around us into midday. Those who have, of us who went to homes and help people in need, we could see them smiling and happy that their needs are being met. They can see in us God. They can see that we are the light of God in the community. By being charitable and fighting for social justice, you can be a light in the community. I'm going to explain to you the difference between being charitable and social justice in a parable. A long time ago, there was a town that existed next to a river bend, a large river bend. And one day, some of the children of the town were playing by the river. And they saw three bodies floating on the river. So they yelled out to the people in the town. The people came out and rescued, they pulled out the three bodies. One was dead, they buried it. One was sick, they took it to the hospital. One was a child and it was good, and they found a family to take care of the child, to accept the child, to sort of adopt him and take him to school. And then after that day, every day, they used to find bodies in the river floating down. And the community worked together to pull out the bodies, to see which were dead and buried, which was sick, which needed taken care of, or be with a family. And they felt very happy about themselves, about being able to do something for others. They felt good about themselves. But after doing this so many years, not even once did they think of going up the river bend and see what was causing this. Who was throwing these bodies in the water? See, this is the difference between charity and social justice. Because in social justice, they look out to find out the reason of what was causing this. In charity, the response to the homeless, the wounded, and the dead bodies is being charitable, generous. But in social justice, it's to solve the problems so it doesn't happen anymore, or they can cut it down. So this is the difference between social justice and charity. In the church, they have Catholic Charities, and Catholic Charities help out the people who need, the poor, the hungry, the migrant, the refugees. They help all those. And they also address social justice by talking to the politicians, to the policemen. You know, they have people up in Tallahassee with the lawmakers to present laws that are good for the people, that meet Christian values. And so they do this. The diocese provides other help for the children, for the teenagers, for married couples, you know, for those who are going to get married. They help out a lot to provide the needs that the people are. We know that many of us here work a lot. Some people work at two jobs, and some have families that they can't get away to visit the sick or the homeless or the prisoners and so forth. And they don't find the time to do it. But a way to be a light in the community is to be generous by supporting the diocese and the programs that they have out there. Next week is our annual Catholic Appeal. And through this Catholic Appeal, it's the funds are raised to be able to support all these programs to help others. So this way, these programs can be your light in the community where you can't be. So remember next week to be generous and sign up so the diocese can continue to be the light of you in the community, and God can see the light in you in what you do. By your generosity, people who see you will also see the Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Please repeat after me, Father, I want to be a light that shows people your love and mercy. Amen.